Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Independent: A Look Inside a Broken White House. Outside the Party Lines is a 2025 political memoir by Karine Jean-Pierre, the former White House press secretary who served under President Joe Biden. The book is framed as both an insider account and a political argument. It explains why Jean-Pierre says she left the Democratic Party and now identifies as an independent. Its central concern is the strain placed on American democracy by rigid partisanship, disinformation, and institutional distrust. Jean-Pierre draws on her experience inside the Biden White House to reflect on the final months of the administration, the pressure surrounding Biden's 2024 re-election bid, and the broader failures of the two-party system. Rather than presenting herself as a conventional political loyalist, she uses the memoir to question party discipline, defend independent political identity, and push readers to think beyond the blue and red divide. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an insider memoir about the final months of the Biden White House. A major thread in the book is Jean-Pierre's firsthand account of the period leading up to President Biden's withdrawal from the 2024 race. Because she served as press secretary, her perspective is shaped by proximity to decision-making, public messaging, and internal pressure inside the administration. The memoir uses that insider position to show how a presidency can appear stable in public while facing serious strain behind the scenes. This is one of the book's key strengths. It is not a detached commentary written after the fact, but a political memoir grounded in direct participation. At the same time, the account is selective and interpretive because it reflects Jean-Pierre's own understanding of events and her judgment about how Democrats handled them. That makes the book especially relevant to readers interested in how White House narratives are constructed, how political teams manage crisis, and how public loyalty can differ from private frustration. The memoir is less about formal history than about lived political experience under pressure. Secondly, a critique of party loyalty and the case for political independence. The book's title signals its central claim that American politics has become trapped by party identity, and that voters should consider whether their values actually fit either major party. Jean-Pierre argues that independence should not be treated as indecision or political detachment, but as a serious attempt to think outside inherited loyalties. This is a meaningful intervention because many political memoirs defend a party or campaign, while this one questions the premise that party membership should override personal judgment. Her argument is not that parties are irrelevant, but that blind allegiance can prevent accountability and reduce democratic debate to tribal performance. In that sense, the memoir serves as both a personal declaration and a broader critique of political culture. Readers are asked to examine what they believe, what they prioritize, and whether their political identity is chosen or inherited. The book's value lies in turning a memoir into a practical invitation to reconsider how people define civic belonging. Thirdly, how disinformation and misinformation weaken democratic trust. Another major theme is the role of disinformation in modern elections and public life. Jean-Pierre presents misinformation not as a side issue, but as a structural threat that distorts how citizens evaluate leaders, institutions, and policy failures. In the book's framework, false or misleading narratives do more than confuse voters. They deepen distrust and make it harder for democratic institutions to function. This theme connects to her broader concern about the country's broken political environment, where public debate is often shaped by reaction, loyalty tests, and media conflict rather than clear information. The memoir suggests that rebuilding trust requires more than better messaging from politicians. It requires confronting the systems that reward distortion and punishing those who exploit confusion for political gain. For readers, this section matters because it places the memoir in a larger discussion about civic truth, media ecosystems, and the fragility of public consensus. It gives the book relevance beyond one administration by linking personal political experience to a wider crisis in democratic communication. Fourthly, moral exhaustion as a defining pressure point in American politics. Jean-Pierre emphasizes what she describes as moral exhaustion, a condition in which ordinary people feel worn down by rising costs, weakened safeguards, and repeated political disappointment. This idea helps the book move beyond elite Washington disputes and toward the emotional and material realities that shape voter behavior. Rather than treating politics as a contest of rhetoric alone, she frames it as something people experience through stress, uncertainty, and fatigue. That shift is important because it explains why traditional party messaging often fails. It may ignore the exhaustion that many Americans already feel in daily life. The memoir implies that politicians who mistake caution for strategy or symbolism for action lose credibility with citizens whose trust has already thinned. By naming moral exhaustion, Jean-Pierre gives language to a widespread sense that the system asks for loyalty while delivering little relief. This makes the book useful for readers trying to understand why political alienation has grown so intense and why appeals to institutional normalcy no longer persuade many voters. Lastly, a firsthand attempt to redefine what accountability should look like, the memoir also works as an argument for accountability, but not in the narrow sense of partisan blame. Jean-Pierre presents accountability as the willingness to confront failures inside one's own political camp, especially when loyalty becomes more important than honesty. This is what makes the book different from a standard political defense or attack piece. It does not simply accuse opponents. It also criticizes the behavior, caution, and self-protection of leaders and institutions on the Democratic side. The result is a memoir that tries to reclaim moral seriousness from political branding. Jean-Pierre's questioning of party behavior, combined with her own experience defending the administration publicly, gives the book attention that many political books lack. Readers interested in political ethics, institutional candor, and the limits of partisan messaging will find this especially relevant. The book stands out because it combines personal transition with systemic critique, showing how an insider can move from defending a party to challenging the assumptions that sustain that defense. In conclusion, Independent will appeal most to readers who want an insider view of the Biden White House, a critique of Democratic Party behavior, and a broader reflection on what political independence means in practice. It is especially useful for readers following contemporary American politics, campaign messaging, media distortion, and the weakening of trust in democratic institutions. The practical benefit of the book is not just factual access to a high-level political environment, but a clearer way to think about party loyalty, civic identity, and the costs of treating politics as a binary contest. Intellectually, it stands out because Jean-Pierre writes from inside the system she is criticizing, which gives the memoir a rare combination of proximity and self-reassessment. Compared with many political books that simply defend one side or attack another, this one tries to reposition the conversation around independence, accountability, and democratic repair. That makes it a distinctive contribution to recent political memoirs, especially for readers looking for an argument that blends personal experience with institutional critique. If you would like to support Karine Jean-Pierre, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.